Just a quick word from our sponsor before we jump into today's episode. Optimizing your internal processes can often be a huge unlock for streamlining revenue and getting you and your team, if you have one, out of a manual process. If you're looking to reduce costs and headaches in one fell swoop, consider graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. It's the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere, and you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Everything seems to be more expensive these days, so proven ways to cut costs and boost performance at the same time, like NetSuite, are kind of a no-brainer. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/SPI. netsuite.com/SPI. Once again, netsuite.com/SPI. And now a quick word from our sponsor before we start the show. Ready to earn sustainable income while creating the work you're passionate about? Get started with Memberful. Whether you teach online courses, host a podcast, run a blog, or write a newsletter, Memberful has all the tools you need to unlock revenue and deeply connect with your audience through subscription membership. Their platform allows you to easily gate content, communicate with your audience, and tier membership access directly on your own website. Plus, with Memberful, there's no need to change your workflow. They work seamlessly and integrate with the tools you already use, including MailChimp, Discord, Zapier, ConvertKit, Google Analytics, and more. Utilize their powerful built-in features and dashboards and watch your business grow. The best part? Memberful gives you full control and ownership of your audience, your brand, and your business. Get started for free at memberful.com/SPI. One more time, that's memberful.com/SPI. This is the Smart Passive Income Podcast with Pat Flynn, session number 296.
Welcome to the Smart Passive Income Podcast, where it's all about working hard now so you can sit back and reap the benefits later. And now your host. His favorite social media channel is Instagram at Pat Flynn. Here he is, Pat Flynn.
Our sponsor today is Uplift Desk, creators of office furniture designed to help you work better and live healthier. If you're like most entrepreneurs, you probably spend a lot of time sitting. Well, a standing desk can make a huge difference. It's actually a complete game changer. If you haven't tried one before, this offer from Uplift is for you. Plus, you can support the show at the same time. Visit UpliftDesk.com/SPI for 5% off your order. Over a million customers have chosen Uplift Desk. Innovative product designs, reasonable pricing, same-day shipping, free accessories with every desk. You can see why they're such a big hit. Standing while I work helps me get the creative juices flowing, helps me focus and stay productive, and I'm way more alert when I'm standing. And Uplift is a great deal. An industry-leading 15-year warranty, free shipping, free return shipping if you need to do that. And they provide a state-of-the-art experience. They're stable, made of very solid materials, and there are over 100 desktop choices and customizations available. Go to upliftdesk.com/SPI for 5% off your order. That's UPLIFT desk.com/SPI to get 5% off your entire order. Hey, what's up, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today in this session of the SPI podcast. We are closing in on the end of the year here. And as I often do, I like to recap on things that have been going well and also things that have been going not so well. But you're going to have to wait till next week for that episode, because this week I'm going to talk about some of the stuff that's going to happen next year. So whether you are a brand new subscriber or you've been somebody who's been following me since 2008 on the blog or 2010 on the podcast, I'm going to tell you some of the things that you can look forward to for next year. Now, if you remember from last week's episode, last week I talked about 35 short life lessons through 35 years of life, because it was my birthday last week. Thank you all for the birthday wishes. At the end of that episode, I talked about how the theme for 2018 is higher value, and the things that I'm doing next year all are around this idea of giving you higher value, giving you more than I've been giving you, but in a smarter way, not just like a ton more content. That's actually not what's going to happen. Oftentimes, we think we have to just do more of something in order to do it better. And actually, that's not true. Sometimes less is more. Sometimes pulling back and actually focusing more on what is working is going to be the right way to go. Sometimes it's going in a different direction. It depends. So what I'm going to do and share with you today is not necessarily what you should do, but it's just to kind of give you an idea of not just what you have to look forward to, but also how I'm adjusting to what's happening, why I'm making these decisions so that you can utilize this in your own way, to your own style, to your own business, to your own brand, to your own life. So why don't I get started just at the top here? We'll just dive right in. The first thing I'm going to talk about is the Smart Passive Income Podcast. That's not going to change. It's going to continue to happen weekly. And so don't worry, this podcast is not going anywhere. So if you were worried, you're about to hit unsubscribe and you just were like, oh, Pat, are you going to tell me something I don't want to hear? No, you are hopefully going to want to hear all of what I'm going to say. But especially with the podcast, and of course, I'm talking to the podcast listeners right now, you won't have to worry. This show is going to remain the same and it'll continue to provide high value to you because that's what it's been great at. It's been guests coming on who can fulfill a void that I'm not able to give to you, expert advice and great solutions to problems that you might be having. There's going to continue to be a number of solo episodes, as you might have noticed if you've been subscribed for a while. A lot of the later episodes of this year have been a lot of solo episodes with me teaching you something or me going over some sort of plan or strategy to help you through something. But there is a podcast that I have that is going to change. Some of you might not even know I have this podcast because I actually haven't been doing a great job of cross-promoting it here on Smart Passive Income. And that's one thing that is going to change. I am going to talk about it a little bit more, but it is also higher value in terms of what it's going to look like next year versus what it's been since 2014. And that podcast I'm talking about is called Ask Pat. You can actually find it at askpat.com. And in November, I crossed the 1,000 episode mark. Isn't that crazy? I've started the Smart Passive Income blog and podcast in 2008 and 10 respectively. I started to Ask Pat in 2014 and we've already reached episode 1,000. I've answered 1,000 different questions, voicemail questions from you guys that have come in and I've answered 1,000 of them. How crazy is that? We did a little promotion to just celebrate episode 1,000 there, but I also mentioned in episode 1,000 these changes that I'm about to share with you. So starting in February, we're taking a couple months off to regroup, to bring it back to life in a different way because in 2018, it's going to shift from a 5-day per week show to a 1-day per week show. So I'm scaling down the number of episodes that are coming out. But like I said, higher value. These shows are now going to be actual real life conversations. So it's not just a voicemail that comes in and I answer that question. Now I'm actually going to have a conversation with somebody and coach them through a problem that they are having. And yes, you may be able to get on that show as the student and me being the coach or the mentor during that conversation. They'll last between 25 to 30 minutes, I would assume, although they could go longer or potentially go shorter. And it's, again, 1 day per week. I'm not exactly sure which day of the week it's going to be, potentially Friday. We'll see. Now, let me tell you why this is happening. After answering 1,000 questions and receiving over 4,000 questions from people, and thank you so much for those of you who have submitted questions and those of you who did get your questions answered. I know we sent you an Ask Pat t-shirt, and we're still going to hand out Ask Pat t-shirts for people who I speak to in these coaching calls. But it's going to shift because I found that I've been answering a lot of the same questions, just that are framed differently by different people. After 1,000 questions, a lot of the questions are repeated in different ways. And more than that, and the major reason why we're making this shift is because I'm only able to just answer that person's surface level number one question. And in order for me to best help people and serve people and be an example to those when answering that question who have that same problem, I need to go deeper. And so these conversations will allow me to ask a secondary question, a tertiary question, and dig and dig and dig so I can get to the root of those problems and better serve everybody else who's listening. These are going to be similar to some of the episodes we've done on Smart Passive Income where I've had people like Amy Torres on the show and a few others where we've coached them. I've coached them through a specific process. And I love this idea too because it's going to allow me to become an even better coach. I've been reading a lot and studying a lot about coaching, reading books like The Coaching Habit, which has been great. It was featured in my book club recently. Hey, if you're not a part of the book club, go to patsbookclub.com. You can sign up there. But anyway, I'm learning a lot about coaching. This will be great practice for me. And it's also going to lead into something that's going to be launched in 2018 for people
who have an established business, which I'll talk about a little bit later in this episode. So that's a big teaser there for you, especially those of you who are up there and you have a business and it's up and running and it's doing pretty good, but you want to do better and scale and grow bigger. Well, let's go back to Ask Pat. So right now, what you can do is you can go to askpat.com and you can actually submit an application to potentially be coached by me in exchange for the idea and the knowledge that, well, this could potentially be aired live. And so in exchange for that help, it's going to be a podcast episode. You'll see all the terms and details and conditions there. So if you go to askpat.com, you can see a type form application there, which means it's just an online application. And then we'll take it from there. And I'm not going to be able to choose everybody, obviously. And since it's once a week for now, it's going to be something that's going to be batch produced like normal for me when I record these episodes all in one day, multiple conversations with multiple people. So I'm going to be in the right mindset to do this. But for those of you who are listening on the other end, I would highly recommend you subscribe to Ask Pat right now. It's going to live on the same podcast feed. So starting with episode 1001 is Ask Pat 2.0. That's what we're calling it. Ask Pat 2.0, higher quality, longer, but more than that, just deeper conversations that allow me to get to the root of the problem so we can better solve everybody's problems. And it'll be a great practice session for me to coach, but also a great learning session for everybody who's going to be listening in. So please subscribe to Ask Pat. Go to askpat.com or go to iTunes and subscribe to Ask Pat. I'm going to remind you at the end of this episode to do that because that'll be a great thing for you to get ready for come February of 2018 when we begin airing those episodes. But we are going to be recording those episodes between now and then and into the future. So if you want to get coached by me, submit an application. I'll be hand selecting them personally so that we can provide the best content to the worldwide audience here on the Smart Passive Income community or on Ask Pat. So there you go. That's Ask Pat. And I'm really, really excited about that. I think everybody who I've spoken to about that has just said, yes, that's great. And even a few longtime Ask Pat listeners are telling me, you know, this is the right direction to go because it's not just different, but because it allows us to get deeper into the root of those problems and I can provide those solutions for you. All right, so that's Ask Pat. Let's talk about the SPI blog for a while. I'm so proud of the team that we've put together over the past few years editorially, working with Jana. You've heard of her on the podcast before. And then Matt and Mindy and the entire team working together to get blog content, written content published weekly, consistently for the last about 3.5 years in a row. When Jana came on, it was a mess. I was missing deadlines. I was not being consistent with my blog content specifically. And I was sad about that. So I'm so thankful that over the last few years, we've been able to just stay consistent, stay on task, and hit our deadlines. Here is the big change. Next year, for the most part, I will not be starting new content with written blog posts. What do I mean by that? What I mean is there will be blog posts published, right? Of course, for the podcast, each podcast, both for Ask Pat and SPI, this podcast will each have their own particular page with the show notes, with links, resources, etc., just like normal. But every Monday for the past 3.5 years, I've been publishing a written blog post. And those blog posts start with me opening up a Word document to write those blog posts. Those topics and the titles of those blog posts are considered ahead of time in quarterly editorial planning sessions, but that's going to change. No longer will I be starting content on SPI with just written content only in mind. Moving forward, the written content that's going to be published every Monday is going to be a result of the video that's also going to be published on that same day. And by video, I mean a video that's going to live on YouTube, a video that is also the same video that's going to live on Facebook and uploaded directly to Facebook. And what is going to be written on the blog is going to enhance and also just round out the multimedia experience that is that content that was produced for that particular week. So in other words, on Monday, you're going to see written content, but there will likely be a video embedded in that content along with slides and or screenshots from that video with written text and explanation about what's happening. And this will allow us to create a more multimedia experience with what it is that you're consuming on the SPI blog. It's going to also help for search engine optimization because it will cross-promote between YouTube and also the blog and vice versa. YouTube is owned by Google, and there's a lot of SEO considerations to take into account there as well, to strengthen and to show relevancy to that content on both sides of the equation. And the reason we're publishing it also directly onto Facebook, not linking to YouTube on Facebook, is because you just get more views that way. Facebook wants to keep people on Facebook. YouTube wants to keep people on YouTube. And on my blog, I want to keep people on the blog. And so that's how the content is going to be enhanced and changed for higher value next year. Now, the video thing is the new sort of focus for next year. Now, again, like I said, don't worry, the podcast is still what I feel the number one content platform that I have. It's been the number one thing since 2010 that has helped me find my new audience. And I still highly recommend, if you're considering, oh, well, you're doing all this stuff now, like, okay, blogging, okay, fine. What about podcasting? What about video? What should I do first? You know, if I had to make you choose one, it would be podcasting. And that's why I'm so all in on poweruppodcasting.com right now, my online course to help you do that. So if you want to get on the wait list for that right now, poweruppodcasting.com. But I'm excited to experiment and dive into the YouTube space. I've had a YouTube channel since 2009, and I was able to build that up to about 80,000 subscribers. But unfortunately, most of those subscribers are gone or dead or just, you know, don't care anymore, because I built most of those subscribers back in the day when I was publishing consistently on YouTube. And then when I switched over to focus on podcasting and blogging, and I decided to really push YouTube aside, well, those subscribers just weren't getting anything consistent from me. Well, that's going to change. YouTube is going to get a consistent batch of new episodes of new shows every single week. And for those of you who have been following me on social media, you might understand now why I went to VidSummit in Anaheim not too long ago. And you might be understanding why I'm making more connections with YouTubers and content creators in the video platform space. It might be why you might have seen some YouTube videos for me come out, like my vlog when I went to Lisbon, Portugal, and some other videos that have come out recently. Starting in 2018, you're going to see at least 3 videos a week from me. We are already planning this. We are already writing the scripts for these videos, and these videos are going to be multidimensional, meaning they are there to be found on YouTube and Google to answer questions that people are searching for. They are there to enhance the blog content, like I said earlier, and they are also there to find new audiences, because YouTube, a lot of people who are on YouTube and watching video, they only like YouTube and they're watching video. But also on Facebook, the shareability of these videos is going to be much higher than the blog posts itself. And then finally, the number one reason why this is really important to me, and for those who I've spoken to about this particular reason, they say, yes, well, now you have to do it. The reason is because, well, in the podcasting space, there are a number of influencers who are teaching online business and marketing and entrepreneurship, and they're legit. I know those people. They are there to help. They are there to serve first. Yes, they are also selling things, but they're selling things that are actually good. That can really help you. I've taken some of those courses. I've bought a lot of those products myself. In the YouTube space, when you look up information about online business and marketing and how to make money online, you're getting people who are really good at figuring out the YouTube algorithm, who are really good at hooking people with some incredible looking thumbnails, but are very poor at actually delivering on what it is that they're promising in those videos. They're very good at leading people down some sort of rabbit hole that's going to eventually ask them to pay for something without even learning about who that person is. And somebody needs to step up and get in there and deliver content that actually can help people. And I want to be that person in the YouTube space. I know I have to be that person in the YouTube space, because there are so many people who are getting led down the wrong direction. And with the authority that I've built now, the connections that I've made, the content that I have, and the value that I know I can share with others, it is now, I feel, my responsibility to do that. And of course, this push and focus into YouTube is going to have a trickle-down effect on what's published on the blog and even what's published and talked about and mentioned on the podcast too. And I feel like because video is going to be an important aspect of my business moving forward, that this just makes sense. It makes sense because I have online courses now where I am seen in video. And if you can see me in video, you can understand what my teaching style is like, so that if it's something that you get a good vibe with, you can come and learn more at a higher level if you'd like to pay for one of these online courses, or go into one of my free online courses like my recent Build Your Own Brand course at buildyourownbrand.co. You can even check that one out right now if you'd like. It's completely free and open. So That is video. So how is the YouTube channel going to be treated? Well, like I said, there's going to be at least three videos that come out every single week. And to help organize this, it's going to be structured as if my YouTube channel was a television station. And within that television station, there's going to be different shows. And each of those shows will tackle a different aspect of something related to online business and blogging and entrepreneurship, podcasting, etc. So, for example, our Monday episodes, which are going to be kind of our hero episodes, if you will. I'm not going to reveal the name of these that show yet, but it'll be something that comes out every Monday. Like I said, it'll be doubled up on the blog, even published onto Facebook. This will answer a how-to question related to online business and entrepreneurship. So how to whatever it is. And I'm going to teach you how to do that. And it's going to be engaging. It's going to be high quality. It's going to be filmed in my studio here that is being rented out here in San Diego. And we are getting it all set up. Actually, as I am talking right now, we just set up the other day a couple last and final pieces so that it's just much easier for me to walk in, click a couple buttons, and go live or record these courses or record these YouTube videos. So it's getting all set up. Everything is in place for hard-hitting in video next year, which I'm excited about. On Wednesdays, most likely, or another day of the week, again, this is not set in stone yet, but another show that's going to come out is called Spy Gear, or SPI Gear. And that's going to be reviews and demos of certain tools, hardware, and software, things that I'm using to help me in my online business so I can help you understand whether or not those tools are things you should be interested for your business too. And then finally, we're also going to take some of those Ask Pat episodes, some of the most popular ones, and we're going to turn them into short, hard-hitting videos that we're going to experiment with just to kind of see what it's like to have a shorter form video out on YouTube and on Facebook to see what that does for engagement and shareability. So we're taking older episodes, the voicemails from those, we're turning them into even shorter episodes that are quicker hit and just answer those questions in a much faster way. So we're going to experiment with that 3 days a week. Those the how-to episode, the Spy Gear, and also the Ask Pat. Now, there's also going to be some vlogging, so you'll see some behind-the-scenes stuff. That's going to be my little hobby project, little creative on the side thing where I'm showing you behind-the-scenes of stuff that I'm working on. I had a great time vlogging my trip to Lisbon, so I'll be vlogging different trips. I'll be vlogging different things that I'm working on, things that are happening in my family life, all those kinds of things. It's not going to be weekly, but you know, it could be. It'll depend on what the editing is like, and I'd like to edit those myself because I just have a lot of fun with the creativity of that. That's the one thing I found with vlogging my Lisbon trip is that, you know, I just had this renewed energy for being creative because everything else I'm doing in my business right now is so automated and also very just machine-like. So you're going to see vlogs. You're also going to see collaborations. Collaborations are where I'm working with another person who has a YouTube channel, and we're going to swap sort of guest spots on each other's YouTube channels. I already have 15 people who are lined up who have said yes to this. So what does that look like exactly? Well, I'm not going to tell you the exact format, but what it is a show that's going to be broken up into seasons, and each season is going to tackle a new experiment that I'm working with. For this first season, it's going to be my experiment going into YouTube. So everybody who I'm going to be collaborating with are YouTubers who have an expertise who I can tap into for yours and my benefit as we move forward. So that's going to be season one. Season two, I don't know, it might be different. It might be authors and writing books, or it might be podcasters, or it might be people who are, launching physical products. We'll see. But season one is going to be YouTubers, and I'm excited about that. Then once a quarter, most likely, there's going to be a more documentary slash investigative style type of video that this is just something I'm really interested in doing. For example, I might fly up to Cupertino to Apple and be like, hey guys, why aren't you so open with your podcast stats? We podcasters, we need some help. Why aren't you giving it to us? And just literally asking them that question there live and in person. Like, how cool would that be? I don't know if that's something I would actually do for the first episode, but it is one of the things on the list of the investigative type things that I want to know about, that I know other people want to know about too. Hey, Google, like, why did you take these AdSense accounts away from these people? Like, you didn't tell them why. Can you give any insight on that? Or, hey, Amazon, why are you forcing people to price their ebooks between $2.99 and $9.99? Like, let's go and dive into and find the answers to those questions. I feel like with the audience that I have and the audience that I'm going to build on YouTube, this can be a movement. This can be a force. This can be something like a tool that can help us understand better the environment that we are working in so we can get answers to those questions. So just keep that in mind if you have questions that you might want answered, like what kinds of things could I actually be put on the front lines to do and help and find out? Sounds cool, right? All right, so that's the YouTube channel. Again, a lot of that stuff's going to trickle down into a lot of the other channels that I have, but I'm really, really excited about going down that route. I have to tell you, this, the video stuff, although it scares me to death, that's how I know that that's the direction I need to go to. And everybody who's seen me on video has said that I look like I'm a natural on it, or that I do a great job, which is awesome. Thank you for that feedback. But at the same time, it's not something that comes easy. So this will be a great exercise for myself as well. And who knows where it may lead? It may bomb. I don't know. A lot of this, that's the cool thing about this, like this kind of stuff. It's experimentation. When you do an experiment, you aren't quite sure how it's going to work out. You might hypothesize what might happen, and you might try to stack things in your favor. And that's, of course, what we're going to do. But at the same time, it could not go well. And that's going to still teach us a lot of things as we move forward. All right, next up, let's talk about online courses. 2017 was a huge year for online courses. Smart From Scratch came out of beta. The Power Up Podcasting course was created. Build Your Own Brand, which is a free course, came out. And then also the affiliate marketing course, 123affiliatemarketing.com, came out. And all of them have been doing very, very well, performing very well, getting a lot of great results. And I'm excited to continue to provide those and offer those next year in 2018. However, there's going to be maybe only one or two more courses coming out next year. There was like four that came out in 2017. I'm like feeling like I'm playing catch up with everybody else who's coming out with online courses. It's something I wish I had done earlier, but I was getting over a lot of the mindset stuff related to selling, and I finally got over that. And geez, I just, so many great things have happened, not just in terms of my results, but results of my students as a result of me creating these courses. So I'm definitely pumped and fired up about them. 2018 is about making those courses even better, providing more value to those students, office hours consistently for every single student who's there, group office hours every single week, that kind of thing. But more than that, there may only be one or two more courses coming out in 2018. I know 2017, four, that's a lot of courses. One or maybe two next year in 2018. There's been a lot of requests for different kinds of courses, like email marketing courses, a course on building online courses, which is very meta, and a few other courses. So we'll see what happens. I'm not promising anything because a big focus is on providing higher value and for the courses that already exist, but also for some of those courses, such as Power Up Podcasting, there's going to be workshops. We did our experimental workshop in September of 2017. That was 20 people who came to San Diego who jammed with me and a couple of my teammates for 2 days in a country club. We locked ourselves in a room and just jammed right through that content that is the same as that's on the digital course. And so many amazing breakthroughs happened. So many people came away with that saying, oh man, I would pay triple that because it was just so great. And it was a nice, small, intimate group. We had a ton of time to work one-on-one together, and we had some amazing food, amazing times, amazing drinks. So we're going to do that again because that September experiment was really just to see, A, are people going to get value out of this? And yes, that was absolutely, that was even made true after the first half day when people told us that they already got a lot of value out of it. But secondly, it was a good experiment for me. Is this something that I would want to continue to do, or is it something that I just don't want to even think about anymore? And it became so special. I was so fulfilled after that day in September that I decided to do at least one per quarter in 2018. So there will be the opportunity for people who are taking Power Up Podcasting to upgrade to the 2-day course, the 2-day fast track workshop in San Diego with me. Or perhaps people don't buy the digital course and they might say, oh, you know what? I'm just going to go for the 2-day course because that's a way for me to get this done much faster and get the information I need to get my podcast up and running even sooner. Of course, it's going to come at a higher price point, and that price point also does a great job of actually anchoring the digital course too. So those are things that you're going to see coming out next year as well. There's already been some requests for workshops for other things, such as putting an online course together to affiliate marketing, like in-person workshops. And that's really exciting to me that people want to do that and work with me in that capacity. Plus, it's nice to just kind of get away from home for a while, focus on something for a short time period, come back home with all the necessary training you need to just get started with it. So thank you to all the students who came out to San Diego at the end of September and early October for that workshop. It was life-changing for me, and I know it was life-changing for you because you've told me so. And I'm just so stoked to see you get your podcast up and running already. So great job, everybody. And Where will you see those? Well, you'll see those mentioned on the website. You'll see them during promotions. You'll see them in the navigation menu when they are ready to be sold. So don't worry, we are still at this moment, at the time I'm recording this, selecting dates for each of those Power Up Podcasting Fast Track workshops, one per quarter next year. So you'll see more of those soon. All right. Now, I mentioned earlier that I'm launching something in 2018 to serve the non-beginner market. So the people who are more advanced, who are on my email list and who are following my blog. Yes, I've been focusing a lot on the beginners with these courses, but I feel like I needed to do that. You know, most of my audience is at the foundational level, just starting out, just figuring out what it is their ideas are about. So Smart From Scratch would be a great one. Or maybe they already have something going up and running and they want to expand and grow their audience. So they want to get into podcasting. That's where Power Up Podcasting comes into play. Or maybe they've built a little bit of an audience and they are ready to monetize it, but just aren't quite sure about how to create their own product. They want to sell and recommend other people's products and earn a commission. Well, that's where affiliate marketing would come into play, which is my course on 1-2-3 affiliate marketing. So you can see how I'm hitting beginners at the start of their journey and I'm kind of helping them graduate and move on to the next level. Well, I wanted to do something in 2018 that served the higher level market that I'm serving. I know they're there because they've asked me for help. And this is partly related to why Ask Pat is going to be more of a coaching session versus just me answering one-off questions. And that's because I'm going to be launching the SPI Accelerator Program. You're going to hear about this in January, but this is for people who are making over a certain amount of money in their business already. They are doing online business full-time and entrepreneurship, and they are looking to see how they can scale and grow their business. And what really excites me about serving that particular audience is I know that when they take my advice, they will put that advice into action. They are over those mindset hurdles because they are already taking action. They are already at that point at which they know they need to make bold actions in their business to find bold results. And so my network, my advice will help them scale. My goal is to help those businesses 10X. I would love to 10X those businesses, and working with those people individually in a semi one-to-one capacity, a lot of group stuff with the other small group of students, but also a lot of one-on-one as well where I can answer questions directly, and also retreats, like that sort of thing. It's going to be a mastermind that's made for people who are just at that level, and I'm excited to be able to create that to serve that audience and to bring a great group of people together so we can expand and grow and I can help you scale. So the SPI Accelerator Program will be coming soon. You'll hear more about that in January. But, I'm so excited about that because the people who I've been working with who are at that level already, just kind of the random conversations we have at conferences and just random Skype calls when they ask me for help, those people take action. They invest that money where I tell them to invest it, and they see those results. And it's just so cool to see that happen. And I want to create a place where that can happen more often. So that's the SPI Accelerator Program. Number six, or I don't even know if we're keeping track of numbers here, but that's the number that I have on my list right now. So let's talk about the team. The team is doing wonderful content-wise, editorially, course-wise. Things are getting put together and we're making big moves, which is great. As you already know, we're going big and heavy into video. A big shout out to Caleb Wojcik, who is putting a lot of more time and effort into the SPI brand. His website, DIYVideoGuy.com, has been a massive help. And he himself has been a massive help to me and my brand too. So make sure you check him out. You can also check him out on YouTube as well. But there's a piece of my business that is missing. And that is somebody who is at a higher level who can help with marketing decisions. Somebody who can piece together all of the different aspects and assets that I have in my brand and turn them into something that I can actually perform even better. Now, things are performing very, very well. But I feel like with the marketing stuff, we've been scrappily putting things together in a Frankenstein kind of way. And it's working, right? It's working. But I'm at that level now where I know I can hire somebody who has a lot more knowledge than I do and my other team members do to piece things together in a way that will actually get even better results. By better results, I mean serving more people. Because when we serve more people, we earn more. You serve to earn. And so finding somebody like a marketing director is our mission. Now, by the time you listen to this, we may already have a person kind of hired or in mind or maybe already doing interviews, but I'm really excited to go down this route of actually having somebody internally come in to help piece all these things together, to help give me even direction in terms of what we could do to better scale this thing and to provide these assets to people who may not know about them yet or who just aren't quite sure if they're ready for it. So the marketing director is going to play a major role. And again, like I said, by the time you are listening to this, because we batch record these ahead of time, We may already have that. So you'll hear more about that in the future. If we do hire somebody, you'll likely get introduced to them. I'll likely interview them on the show and talk about the things we're going to do because we're an open book here. We're going to keep things transparent no matter who comes on board so you can understand what's going on behind the scenes, just kind of like what we're doing right now. I don't know what happened with my voice there, but it went really high. Okay, next, community stuff. I've been doing a little bit of this at the last part of the year here, and so far it's been working out really, really well. And that is offering little things to my community just to thank them for being a part of it. Because I know these little small things make a huge difference in the long run. And one of these small things we've been doing, it's not just like me reaching out to my email subscribers and saying thank you, or sometimes I just, you know, will randomly reply to a person's tweet and just said, hey, just, I appreciate you so much. I've been doing that since the beginning. But what else can I do? And I'm just so thankful that, my executive assistant, Jessica, had actually introduced me to this concept of providing little pins. Okay, so we've been doing the Ask Pat t-shirts for the Ask Pat show for a while, right? The Ask Pat podcast. But we wanted to do something that's a little bit smaller, but maybe even a little bit more meaningful. Something like a pin. Now, a pin, they're really cheap to make if you make a lot of them. But these metal pins that you might see, like, you know, if you go to Disneyland, you see people wear them around their lanyards, or if you go to some event, you know, it's like a keepsake for that event. I'm creating pins for each of the different courses that I have available, and we're shipping them out to each and every individual student. People who go to my meetups, they're going to get a special pin that's just directly related to that meetup. There's an SPI, Smart Passive Income pin, just same shape as the license plate logo. There's also an Ask Pat pin, and there's also pins related to the workshops that I've done, pins related to other things too. And these pins, so far, when I've handed them out, people have just raved about them. They're wearing them. They're starting conversations about them. They're finding somebody else who is wearing the same pin and starting a conversation with them. It's a way to bring the community together. And my goal is to create this almost like Disneyland-like situation with these pins and collectibles within the SPI brand. This takes the branding and community level to the next step. And I'm excited because people have already been talking about this. They're sharing Instagram posts and they're just, you know, showing that this little token, which again, just costs like a quarter to make, but has so much more meaning. Now, I'm not going to tell you all the different ways you can get pins. If you come to my meetups, you're going to get a pin. If you get featured on Ask Pat, you're going to get a pin. If you get selected during one of my live streams, you're going to get a different kind of pin. There's all kinds of pins. These badges, if you will, for the courses, you're going to have pins for those as well. So there's one additional way that we're adding next year when the YouTube videos start coming out that will allow you to have an even better chance of winning one of these special Smart Passive Income community pins. And that is if you comment within a YouTube video that I publish within an hour after it comes out, you're going to be eligible to win one of these Flynn pins, if you will, whatever they end up being called. Flynn pin. Flat pin was my nickname, ironically, in college for whatever reason. But yes, so subscribe to my YouTube channel. And if you wanted to make it easy for yourself to qualify for one of these pins, hit the little bell that pops up next to the subscribe button, and that way you will be notified when a video comes out. Watch the video, comment on it, and then I will be selecting somebody after that hour to win one of those pins. So check that out. You can be a part of my notification squad, as we'll call them. So make sure to subscribe, youtube.com/smartpassiveincome. Okay, so that's the community stuff, and we're going to do a lot more meetups. I'm going to be speaking still in many different places next year. I'm going to be keynoting Podcast Movement. You may have heard this already, but I'm going to be doing the closing keynote at Social Media Marketing World in San Diego. That is a huge, huge deal because that's going to be the biggest presentation I will have ever done in my life with 5,000 people there. And I hope you will be there in the audience too. If you go to smartpassiveincome.com/SMMW for Social Media Marketing World, that is my affiliate link. I do get a little kickback if you go through that link, but at no extra cost to you. And I would love to see you in the audience there. I want to bring a big SPI community of affiliation there, which would be awesome, and the crowd to help cheer me on. I might need that because I'm going to be really nervous, but that's in February. I'm also going to be speaking at Traffic and Conversion Summit right before that. I'm going to be headed to Australia in October to go to We Are Podcast. I'm just going to be doing a lot of things. It's going to be fun, guys. It's going to be really fun. So check out the link in the show notes if you want to check out my speaking schedule for next year, at least as far as what we know. You will see all that information there. And then finally, the last thing I want to share, oh, and by the way, the purpose of mentioning all those things was not just to get you to come to watch me speak, but it was also because I often hold meetups in those locations where I speak. So just look out for those on the Facebook page or on Twitter, or on Instagram. I like to kind of promote those there and just bring the communities together. And like I said, pins will be raining during that time. And then number eight, the final thing that I want to share with you, big change that's going to happen next year, is I'm going to finally get over the fear that I have of doing webinars on a consistent basis. Webinars, I know, are an important element in the aspect of marketing, whatever it is that you have to offer, or even just building your list. And that's something I've always avoided. Why? I don't know. I think I'm just scared of the technology, but I'm excited because I found a technology that I'm really excited about testing, and that's a tool called Demio. It's used by ConvertKit. It's used by Lead Pages. You can find it at smartpassiveincome.com/Demio, D-E-M-I-O. And yes, that is an affiliate link as well. I've been using it. I've been testing it. It's great. It's very marketing-based. There's a lot of cool rules that you can create, such as if a person watches this much of the webinar, then this email goes out or this action happens. If a person registers but doesn't go, then this happens instead. Like a lot of cool marketing things that you can do with these kinds of webinars. And they have these really cool things called like live replays. So come and watch some of my webinars. You'll see what they're like on the other end. You can even try Demio out if you want and try a demo. If you go to smartpassiveincome.com/Demio, D-E-M-I-O, you can check that out there. And so more webinars. You'll see more webinars from me and likely ads for those for things that you may be interested in. So check those out on Facebook, hopefully, and you can enjoy that with me. So, hey, we've talked a lot about what's happening next year. And next week, in the, I think, second to last podcast episode of the year, we are also approaching episode 300, guys. Like, how crazy is that? Sparta! But that's next year. Next week in episode 297, you're going to hear about what maybe didn't go so well in 2017. The stuff that happened this current year that I wish I could have done differently or have done better. Things that didn't go according to plan. So we're going to talk about that, because what better way to learn than to learn from your own mistakes from the past? So, hey, you can't change the past, right? But you can change your future, another Back to the Future reference, by actually learning from the mistakes that you've made. So I've made a bunch of mistakes. Let's talk about them next week. So make sure you subscribe to the show if you haven't already. Do you want to check out the links of everything I mentioned, all the resources, the new tools that I'm using, etc.? You can go to the show notes. And to go to the show notes, all you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/session296. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/session296. And again, thank you. My hands are together. I am kind of bowing down to you because I just so appreciate your time with me today and the fact that you are here and just excited, hopefully, about things to come for next year and the big changes that we're making. And I want to encourage you to make changes and adjust for yourself and your brand and your audience too, because hey, that's how you grow. That's how you scale. That's how you get better. You figure out what's working and you do more of that. You figure out what's not working. You change it up and try something else. That's what we're doing. Hopefully you're doing it too. Thank you so much. I appreciate the love. I love you guys. And again, the show notes can be found at smartpassiveincome.com/session296. Check it out there. Cheers.
Thanks for listening to the Smart Passive Income Podcast at www.smartpassiveincome.com.
Hey, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And if you're looking for a new podcast to add to your rotation, I highly recommend Problem Solvers, hosted by Jason Pfeiffer, who's been on the show a few times, actually. As you probably heard in the credits, both our shows are on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. On Problem Solvers, Entrepreneur's editor-in-chief tells the stories of real founders that solve real problems in their businesses, helping listeners get through any obstacles in their own ventures. And each episode is really distinct and easy to follow, and they're bite-sized too, usually around 15 to 20 minutes. And Jason pulls each story out himself so you can avoid the same crippling problems. Matt and I were recently on the show in episode 302, and Jason recently hosted a great episode on whether anyone could be too, quote, unquote, curious for a traditional career. Listen to Problem Solvers right now on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, or Stitcher.